makers of good Weber's bread, present the All-Star Western Theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Yippee-yay, yippee-oh, in the bay, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell. For his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
When each new day is born, I go riding.
Yippee-yay.
O'er the wide open plains I roam. Till the sun to the hills goes a-hiding.
Yippee-yay.
There'll always be someone there when I come home.
Yippee-yay, yippee-oh, in a day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell. For his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
There's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-yay.
With a song in my heart, so am I. For tonight we'll be dreaming of clover.
Yippee-yay.
And we always will until the day we die.
Yippee-yay, yippee-oh, in the day home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell. For his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
Well, that swings open the doors of the All-Star Western Theater, so come on in and catch the show. This is Foy Willing saying hello for the Riders of the Purple Sage and getting set to bring you a bunch of the songs you like the best. And that famous Hollywood picture star, Preston Foster, is our guest.
Well, Foy, there's no doubt about the popularity of Preston Foster or of this next melody either. It's a beautiful old-fashioned song that jumped right to the top of the list of favorites in short order. Here are the Riders of the Purple Sage, and You Can't Be True.
Trusted you, dear, hoping we'd find a way. Your kisses tell me that you and I are through, but I'll keep loving.
Even if you have never had the good fortune of visiting a ranch or a farm, it's easy to catch up on some Western culinary traits. Just get yourself good and hungry in the morning and sit down to a real country-style breakfast. Thick ham, fried eggs, golden butter, jam, and plenty of good Weber's bread. What a treat. Meals like that just go with the West, and Weber's bread goes too. It has wonderful fine texture, soft freshness, and extra rich flavor. Yes, that's what you get in every slice of good Weber's bread. It's a real treat, morning, noon, or night. Good eating between meals, too. So, if you want a really satisfying bread, bread that gives you softness, freshness, true goodness, look for the blue and white check gingham wrapper. That's good Weber's bread. It's delivered oven fresh to your grocery store every day. And now, back to All-Star Western Theater.
If you should just happen to be shopping around for something that combines rhythm and romance, we have a little number that should exactly fill the bill. Suitable for young men's fancy, June bride, in fact, lovers anywhere at any time. It's called A Little White House with You Inside.
Little white house with you inside, heaven will be near me. With your love proved and tried, always near to cheer me. From your side, I won't roam. With your love, can't go wrong.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, life will be so happy. Yours and mine at my side, calling me their pappy. Storms may come and rain may fall, I'll be near you when you call.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll bring home the money. You're the queen and my bride, I'll always call you honey. You love me and I love you, love like ours will be true.
Little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Little white house with you inside, never mind the weather. Face this world side by side, we'll grow old together. Old and gray, still in love, thank the Lord from above.
A little white house with you inside, and I'll be satisfied.
Foy, what's the number that holds the spotlight until we introduce our story and our guest star, Preston Foster?
Well, Terry, we were looking through the books the other day, and we found a beautiful song that used to be one of our favorites. But we haven't done it for the folks in a long, long time.
Why, then let's take it off the shelf.
We will, and we'll give the folks a chance to hear Al Sloy do some of that fine tenor solo work as we sing, I Wonder Where You Are Tonight.
My heart is weary,
wondering if I'm wrong or right
to dream about you, though you left me.
I wonder where you are tonight. The rain slowly fall.
Your heart was cold, you never loved me.
Though you often said you cared,
and now you're gone to find another.
Someone who'll know the love I share. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you
for today's story of the West. Foy Willing and the writers of The Purple Sage have invited one of Hollywood's top stars of outdoor and adventure pictures to help them tell a tale of the Old West. Their guest today is Preston Foster. Many of the top stars of Western pictures actually live the lives off the screen that they do on. Oh, they may not spend all their time chasing rustlers or foiling various villains, but they do live the life of a Western rancher and have a wonderful time doing it. Their cattle ranges, farms, horse ranches are scattered throughout all our western states, from Canada to Mexico and from the Pacific to the Rockies. Preston Foster, our guest star, owns a beautiful ranch in the rolling hills near Bouquet Canyon in California. It's far enough from the movie city to have the flavor of the Old West. And anyone who wants to see Preston between pictures can get in a car and head for the ranch. That's what we call living western style.
Drifting along, singing a song.
Foy Willing and Al Sloy are frequent visitors to the ranch, but this time it's a special occasion. They're joining the riders of the Purple Sage and a lot of other guests for a big barbecue. As we pick them up, they're just driving into the ranch.
Oh, man, this is really beautiful country.
Sure is, Al. Looks like something you see in Technicolor at your neighborhood theater.
Oh, I don't blame Press for spending all the time he can out here.
Well, why should he go into town? All of his friends would rather come out here to see him.
Oh, look at all those people. This is really going to be some party. What's the occasion?
Oh, Pratt doesn't need an occasion. All he wants is just an excuse to have a party.
Well, isn't this a fiesta barbecue or something?
Yeah, there's a big fiesta coming off this week, and the party is sort of a warm-up.
Well, let's park this thing and join the crowd.
That's a good idea. Put it right over here.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the host.
Yeah, all dressed up and happy as a cowhand on payday.
Hi, Twin Oaks Ranch.
And on payday.
Hi, Twin Oaks Ranch.
Well, thank you, Preston Foster.
That's the advantage of having plenty of guests, boy. You can always count on a good round of applause when you make your entrance.
Well, knowing you're barbecued beef and fixings like I do, I'll bet your guests are happy enough to applaud.
Well, we try to keep everybody satisfied. Say, you two come on in the house.
Yeah. In the house? What for?
I want a little help from you and the boys on a bit that I'm fixing up for the fiesta.
Oh? What kind of a bet? A little song and a dance routine?
Are you kidding? Vaudeville is dead. Why should I give it another wallop?
Now, wait a minute. Maybe you could put on a Western drama, Two Gun Foster Rides Again, you know? You could fill up your guns with blanks and chase the rustlers right down Main Street.
Oh, no. My neighbors would die laughing. Most of them have chased more rustlers in real life than I have in pictures. Hey, right in here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got a problem there, Fred. I'll tell you what you might do. Al and Scotty and I could join you in a little quartet number. You know, we've sung together before.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to scare any of the customers away.
Oh, I'll call the boys in. We'll try it. They're just outside here.
But, boy, my singing is strictly barbershop style.
Come on in, gang, and bring your instruments.
And, by the way, tell me just what's wrong with barbershop singing.
Nothing, not a thing, if barbershop singers would only stick to barbershop.
Oh, you're too modest, Press. Why, up at Santa Barbara, you and Roy and Foy and I won the quartet contest.
That's a fact. Oh, here's the gang. Scotty, get in this quartet with us. We're going to see if we can work up a number for the fiesta that we can sing without,
getting any vegetables tossed at us.
Yeah, well, be careful. The farmers around here grow very big and very firm vegetables.
I tell you what. Let's try, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. And about the key of F.
Uh-oh, key of F? Already I'm lost.
Don't worry about it. You sing bass, Press, and Bud will give us an introduction, and we'll do one chorus. How about that? You ready?
Okay.
All right, Bud, give us an intro.
This will teach him to come out to fiestas.
Hey, what year was that in? What is that?
Another out there.
I'm lost already.
You know, I don't think we might be able to make a living with it, but it should make a nice, bright spot in the show.
Well, maybe so, but since this is a Western affair, and since we're all pretty proud of the great characters of the West, maybe I should just get up and tell a story about the real Wild West down along the Pecos River back in the 1860s.
What kind of a story, Press?
Well, maybe a true story, Al. The famous yarn about Judge Roy Bean. Fabulous character who was called the law west of the Pecos.
Oh, I've heard of him. He figured the more crooks they could hang, the less trouble they'd have.
That's the one. But he didn't hang everybody. Once somebody murdered a sheep herder, and he turned the murderer loose.
What for?
Well, he said he couldn't find anything in his law books that said it was illegal to kill a sheep herder.
Sort of made up the law as he went along, huh?
Yeah, but he made all his decisions sound legal. He'd gather up a jury right in his saloon, have a quick trial. But, of course, you'd give the jurors time to buy a couple of drinks first.
Naturally.
Well, no use of having a trial if he couldn't make a little money.
That's the idea. That's why he didn't like lynching parties. No profit. But he really did a lot of good. Crooks knew they'd be found guilty just so the jury could listen to the judge's oratory when he sentenced the prisoner to be hanged. Mm-hmm. Those speeches were always classic. What a show. Say, if you think actors are hams, you should have heard the judge.
Well, say, how about a sample, huh?
Well, he got off one speech that's been quoted ever since. It seems that a no-good bandit by the name of Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez...
What was that again, please?
Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez. His mother was Irish.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, this no-good stole four horses and shot a rancher. Murder was nothing to get excited about, but this man was a horse thief.
Hmm.
Besides, he was a bum and never paid for a drink.
A dog.
So, of course, he was found guilty. And the jury had another drink or two, and then the whole town came in to hear the sentence. The judge wasn't too sure about the law in the case, but he figured he'd make the sentence sound good and legal. So he turned on all the finest words he could think of. It went something like this. Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez. In a few months it will be spring. The snows of winter will flee away, the ice will vanish, and the air will be soft and balmy. In short, Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez, the annual miracle of the year's awakening will come to pass, but you won't be here. The rivulet will run its purling course to the sea. The timid desert flowers will put forth their tender shoots. The glorious valleys of this imperial domain will blossom as the rose. Still, you won't be here. From every treetop, some wildwood songster will carol his tender mating song. Butterflies will twinkle in the sunlight. The busy bee will hum happily as it pursues its accustomed vocation. The vagrant, gentle breezes will tease the tassels of the wild grasses. Tease the tassels of the wild grasses. What a hambo this character was.
Oh, you said it.
The mounded hills on the horizon will blend with the purple haze of springtime, and all nature will be glad. But you, Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez, you won't be here to enjoy it. For I command the sheriff or some other officer or officers of this county to lead you out to some remote spot, swing you up by the neck to a nodding bough of some sturdy oak, and there let you hang until you are dead. Dead. And then, Patrick Aloysius Michael Cornelius Gonzalez, I command that such officer or officers retire quietly from your dangling form, leaving it as a warning to evildoers and an invitation to the waiting, wheeling vultures in the broad blue vault of the heavens. Then may the spring that comes with laughing glance and daisy grassy step find nothing but the bare bleached bones of a cold-blooded, no-good, murdering, gin-drinking, unwashed, unforgiven, half-breed, horse-stealing bum.
Thanks a million, Preston Foster, for being with us today and for bringing us a wonderful performance of a real Western classic.
Oh, thank you, Foy. It was sure a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed the judge's speech, whether it really happened like that or not. But I can sure tell you one thing.
What's that, Preston?
Judge Bean used to use a lot of cuss words, and I'll guarantee he never called that horse thief anything as mild as a bum.
Well, maybe not. But this is the radio version. So long, Preston Foster, and thanks again.
In the days of the Old West, life in California was not as free and easy as it is today. They had good food and good times, but it took a lot more doing to prepare a tasty, attractive meal than it does today. Take a staple like bread. It had to be baked at home. But today, most folks let Weber's do their baking. There's lots of reasons for that, too. First, Weber's bake good bread. Second, Weber's bread is always soft, fresh. Third, Weber's bread is always nutritious. And fourth, Weber's bread is extra rich in flavor. Yes, those are mighty good reasons why modern homemakers let Weber's bake their bread. Join the thousands who always call for Weber's good bread. You'll find it in your favorite grocery store in the gay blue and white check gingham wrapper. That's Weber's bread. Good Weber's bread.
Whenever the old songs are sung, sooner or later the singers get around to this one. It's a part of American folk music, whether it be the early pioneers of the Ohio Valley or the cowboys and miners who pushed westward into the great land that we love so well. They all love the lonesome quality of the Red River Valley.
pass all my fond hopes on me. For they say you are going.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy that loves you.
Well, it's time to be hitting the trail for home. But we hope you'll be able to join us again next week at the same time. This is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the riders of the Purple Sage, and saying thanks to our guest star, Preston Foster. Thanks also to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long, and wherever the trail takes you, may you find it easy going.
From Hollywood, you've heard your all-star Western Theater, a Desert Radio production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Tick.